Today's lesson is all about affiliation. As we've talked about a little bit before, there are three key pillars of self-esteem in the biocognitive model. Affiliation self-esteem looks at the quality of the people in your world rather than the amount of people in your world. Valuation self-esteem is all about how you determine your self-worth and how much you value yourself. And then competence self-esteem, which we've discussed already, is how much you know, how much you can apply to the world as wisdom to make a difference and make an impact. Today's mantra: I express thanks to the quality people in my life who support my passion. I've learned that affiliation self-esteem is a really good way for us to start differentiating between personal truth and cultural truth. We have people in our lives who love us. We have people in our lives who love us so much that they're willing to hear and accept our personal truth. This, for me, has been the best way to differentiate between affiliation self-esteem, the people that I keep in my life because they truly actually support my personal truth beyond traditional ways of looking at support of passion and support of purpose. If you can speak your truth to the people that you love and they stick with you through it all, that is truly love. If you speak your peace, you speak your personal truth to people that you think you love, and instead they try to spin you around and turn you back in a different direction, that's cultural truth. Those people, I separate and differentiate into a different category. They're moved out of that inner circle and set out as associates, colleagues, peers, whatever it might be. They're no longer part of my inner circle. So again, affiliation. You might think that you have a ton of really good friends, but I'll challenge you in today's lesson to go deep. And deep down inside of you, your intuition or your higher self knows the difference already. Today's technique is more of a reflection than it is more than it is the full process of a biocognitive contemplative practice that we've been through before. I learned this from a mentor who called it the witch's wheel, and it's a simple way of placing people on a spectrum or a wheel in your mind. As you go inward into this technique, you let the wheel spin, and whoever comes up first is the person that you need to talk to the most. Your intuition, your instinct is guiding you through the process. We will bring the biocognitive embodiment process in through all of this as well, so that it's more than just reflecting and intellectualizing. So wherever you are, I invite you to close your eyes, going inward with the breath. Knowing that in this technique, you're going to be addressing people who are very important to you, who you don't want to disappoint, who you don't want to let down, but who you also need to speak your truth to. Scan the body from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet. Check in and see what you're noticing right now. Remembering also that in this technique, you're safe. You're not going to be punished. This is a place for you to rehearse. It's the theater of change. Rehearse what you need to say, making sure that you're not spilling your guts, you're not divulging secrets and skeletons in the closet. You're simply speaking your truth, your needs. Very succinctly, very articulately, with clarity and boundaries. And this technique will set the stage for all of our following lessons. As you've checked in with the body to see what's going on, you've started that observational healing process. Relaxation anti-inflammation, stress reduction, tension relieving. It's all going on without you having to force it. And we'll go inward even deeper. Imagining in your mind a spinning wheel. As you exhale, it spins faster. And as the exhale comes to a close, the wheel slows down. The person who comes to the front of that wheel is the person that you address first. You take a breath, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. Drop the shoulders, unclench the jaw, soften the space between the eyebrows. They know you, you know them. But there's always a message inside of you that you've wanted to share with this person. With certainty, assertiveness, and clarity, speak your truth to this person right now, even if it means saying it out loud while you're in the room with yourself. When you finish what you have to say, pause. Breathe. Scan the body again. Notice what's going on and keep breathing. If you'd like to keep going, you can envision or imagine what this person might say back in response to you. But if you want to leave it pointed with that punctuation and the boundary and the limitations that you're setting, just leave it as whatever you need to express to them. See them taking a step back. As you breathe, let that wheel spin again. Repeat the process as you exhale fully, seeing the wheel coming to a stop. The next person that presents in front of you takes a step forward towards you. Again, you breathe. You drop the shoulders, unclench the jaw, soften the space between the eyebrows. Clearly, articulately, and assertively, what do you need to tell this person? Speak your truth, and then pause. When you've finished putting the punctuation on your message, breathe. Observe the body again. What's happening? What do you notice as you speak your truth? Watch that person take a step back and let the wheel spin again. You can do this technique whenever, wherever you need to. Preparing for a big meeting, getting ready for an important phone call, or even a brief rehearsal and embodiment before you have a face-to-face conversation with someone important. As you begin practicing this more frequently inside of yourself, checking in to see what goes on with the body, you'll begin to develop the certainty, the confidence, the courage to do it in real life, to speak your truth and tell people what it is that you really need. And in this process, you'll see people who are truly there to support you, just the small handful, get closer. And you'll see the people who are there because they like to be around you step back. This is a differentiation process that will start to clear out and clean up your life. Eliminating distractions, getting rid of emotional vampires who can't stick with you, continue to do this. Continue to assess your affiliation self-esteem. Very gently, whenever you're ready, blinking the eyes, wiggling the fingers and toes. Coming back to the present moment when you're ready, taking your time, finding something novel, something new, anything that makes you curious around the space that you're in. Enjoy this process. Be well, my friend.